Good morning, Rav Asay. Pasuk Dalet. Paragemo Pasuk Dalet. Umtzach chen v'sechel tov. Ve'enei elokim v'adam. Chen hu milashon chinam. Lachen ksev. Tamid etzel chen metzia im matzasi chen, because chen is not something that a person has earned. It's something that it's not something that a person's just desert. So it's a metzia. The same way when you're walking on the street, and you find $100. So it's not something you earned. It's not wages that an employee learned. Earned, but it's something that's found. It's a metziah. Imatzasi chen. So chen means when you find favor, in the sense that something which is just a something which is bestowed, something which is an act of generosity. V'sechel tov, v'sechel hu hatzlocha sheyatzliach drachecha. Right, as the pasuk says, v'oz tatzliach es drachecha. The oz taskil. So sometimes, I don't think the Gaon means that this is necessarily always the sense of seichel, but sometimes contextually, seichel is associated with, as in that pasuk we just mentioned, is associated with hatzlocha. Behainu b'schar chesed. Meaning, referring back to yesterday's pasuk of Chesed ve'emes al yazvuka u'bischar Chesed shu matnas chinam. If you'll practice Chesed, so timtza gam kein chein shu matnas chinam. U'bi amida keneged mida u'bischar ha'emes yetzliach drachecha. Yetzliach drachecha means in terms of that your efforts will bear fruit. So that's more of a bechina, as it were, of emes, in the sense that the person is investing the effort and the labor and taking the initiative. Be'enei elokim v'adam, v'fisha ha'chesed v'emes hem b'shnei inyanim. Also, as the Gaon explained in the previous pasuk, that these two aspects, these two dimensions of chesed v'emes, a person practices in two realms. Ben adam l'chaveru u. Ben Adam la Malkum canis kala el. So the mida keneged mida is lachen omer timsa chen v'sechel tov gam kein be'enei Elokim u'be'enei Adam. So there will be this mida keneged mida. See, it's interesting. Mainly the mida keneged mida of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, that's as the Gemara says in Sota, that the kol midos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu is mida keneged mida. So we sort of understand and how the result of the chesed v'emes al yazvucha will be mitzvah chen v'seichel tov be'enei Elokim. But the Gaon says it will happen be'enei Adam as well. So I don't know, one wonders, I don't remember whether we learned this Rambam together in Perush Mishnayos and Ovos or not, but on the Mishnah of Afuba Gulgolas Achas Shatzaf Al Panei Amoyim, and he says, because you drowned others, that's why you were drowned. So the Rambam explains that B'midash Adam Moded, Moded in Lo, is something which also happens on a very natural plane. It's not just how, it's not, the Rambam doesn't see that as describing how a Kodesh Baruch was acting providentially, but how things naturally develop on a natural plane. If a person engages in violence, so then that's the way people are going to relate to him. And eventually, if he's a person who perpetrates violence, he's going to turn out, just on a very natural way, he's going to turn out to be a victim of violence. So I don't know. So according to the Gaon, you have something similar, if not the same, intimated in this pasuk by saying that the mida keneged mida of the chesed ve'emes will play out not only be'enei Elokim but be'enei Adam as well. Maybe one more pasuk. B'tach el Hashem b'chol libecha. Trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart. Ve'el binasecha al tisha'en. So mish'enes is something that a person leans on, that supports his weight. Im yokum v'hisalech al mish'anto v'nika hamakeh in Parshas Mishpatim. Means that the hisalech al mish'anto means that a person can support himself. He survives and recovers from the assault that the Torah is speaking of. So v'el binasa al tishayin means don't be leaning in the sense of relying, in the sense of letting it support your weight on binascha, on your understanding. What does that mean? Says the Gaon, B'tachal Hashem b'chol ibecha, ha'inu shiyah libcha shalim b'midas ha'bitachon, v'lo b'miktsas ha'leif. The statement seems, you know, rather, I don't know, rather simple, but not surprisingly, you know, coming from the Gaon is actually, you know, contains a very profound insight. Often when we think of, speak of, experience midas bitachon, it's taka incomplete. And the only time we sort of turn to bitachon b'chol lev is when we feel powerless. You know, there is a joke, but you know, as is the case with Jewish jokes, it's a lesson, it's an insight that a woman's husband takes sick with a serious illness, but when he's first diagnosed, so the doctors tell the couple that you know, the diagnosis is serious, but there are treatments. So the first course of treatment doesn't succeed. The doctor says, we have something else that we try. Second one doesn't succeed either, and he's getting progressively more ill. Doctor says, we have a third one. They try the third one, and the third one doesn't succeed either. So then the wife says to the doctor, doctor, is it time to pray yet? We sort of look to midas habitachon only when we've sort of emptied our bag of tricks. Now, all of this doesn't mean to the exclusion of hishtadlus. Not at all. Let's continue here. Ve'el binoscha al tishoin, shelo tel ma'eftach ba'ashem achanim muchuyav. Now here the question is, what do these next five words mean? La'asos ilishoin gamal sichli. So if you look here, there's a very, very important note in the, if you're using the Philip edition, he says that if you look in the other versions of the Gaon, so you don't have the word lasos. And in light of that, it's clear that however we read this, the lasos needs to be understood in light of that. Meaning the Gaon is not, and this is not a Jewish approach, not an authentic Jewish approach, is not talking about being passive, about quietism, and just saying that the Ribon Shalom is going to take care of things. We're not, we don't subscribe to the Christian Science approach in terms of refuah. We believe a person has to go out and make effort to earn his parnasa. A person has to be very proactive in all areas. So what does the Gaon then mean? Achani mechuyav, again, let's bracket the lasos as in the Ksav Yad. Achani mechuyav lihisha in gamal sichli, that's what Shlomo Melech is rejecting. There's a difference between knowing that we are obligated to be proactive and do what we can, and between thinking that in and of itself can guarantee our success, and that in and of itself can guarantee results. A person has to recognize that we're mechuyev to make hishtadlus. Ultimately, whether that hishtadlus will pay off, whether it will be crowned with success, that's going to depend upon the Ribbono Shel Olam entirely. The best laid plans cannot succeed. And then sometimes a long shot, which was the only thing a person was in a position to do, will succeed. So the ve'albinoscha al tishayin, again, it's not, don't, it doesn't mean don't use. Shlomo Melech doesn't say don't use your bina. It doesn't say don't employ your bina. Don't make hishtadlus with your bina. Al tishayin, don't let that support your weight. Don't think that because I'm so smart, so I'm going to analyze the market, and based on that, I'm gonna make a killing and I'll get rich. No. You're gonna be an investor. Okay, so analyze the market, think and work and try, but recognize that whether or not after making that hishtadlus, which is required, recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines whether or not it's going to be crowned with success. That's why we have to be medayik and the al tisha'ein. Again, tisha'ein in the sense of don't let that be supporting your weight. It doesn't mean that the bina doesn't have a crucial and indispensable role to play. Okay, we'll stop here, Rabbi Yossi. Have a very good and productive day, Rabbi Yossi. Everyone should be well, be safe, Be'ez Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yes.
I was like, I'm still having a little bit of a hard time reading the Gaon. I mean, he says gan, so doesn't that like imply that someone is like relying on Hashem and acknowledges that Hashem plays a role in whether something will be successful, but also has some sort of establishment that even that is not adequate?
No, you're right, but I think there's a difference. But I think the crucial word is mishenes. You know, if the Gaon would have said, you know, that what Shlomo Melech is rejecting is having betochen and thinking, doing, so then you're right. Then it would be sending a very different message. But the point is mishenes. Again, mishenes means don't think that what a person does, Taka, is a partnership with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but don't think the partnership is that he's carrying 50% of the weight and I'm carrying 50% of the weight. No. The partnership between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I'm putting in all the hishtadlus, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who presses the button as to whether or not that hishtadlus turns into success. So ultimately, my weight is being entirely supported by the Ribbono Shel Olam.